This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba elected Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administering oath to senior member of the parliament Pashupati Samchet Rana today. And Taliban ban women from universities amid condemnation. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba have been elected the leader of the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader. Deoba was elected after defeating his competitor, Party General Secretary Gagan Kumar Thapa, in the election held for the post of the party's Parliamentary Party leader today. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader and Working Committee Election Committee said a total of 89 votes were cast in the election, where party president Deoba secured 64 votes and General Secretary Thapa secured 25 votes. The voting for the post of the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader was held this morning. Party's senior leader, Ramchandra Paudel, was the proposer of Deoba's candidacy, while party vice president Purna Bahadur Khadka was the backer. Similarly, leader Dr. Shekhar Koirala was the proposer of General Secretary Thapa's candidacy, while Vice President Dhanaraj Gurung, General Secretary Biswaprakash Sharma and Central Member Pradeep Paudel seconded the proposal. The party's House of Representatives members are the voters in this election. The Nepali Congress won 89 seats in the House of Representatives, including 57 through the first-past-the-post and 32 towards the proportional representation system in the House of Representatives election held on November 20th. President Bidya Devi Bhandari is administering the oath of office and secrecy to the newly elected senior member of the House of Representatives, Pashupati Samchet Rana, today. Rana, who has become a proportional member of the parliament from Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, will be sworn in at the president's office, Sitel Nivas, this afternoon. Before the election of the speaker, the senior member of presiding over the House of Representatives should administer the oath to the other members of the parliament. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Rana will administer the oath to the newly elected parliamentarians at the parliament building in New Banesur at 1 p.m. tomorrow. The Central General Assembly of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, is taking place in Surkhet on December 23rd and 24th. According to FNJ General Secretary Roshan Puri, the two-day gathering will decide a future course of action for the institution remaining as an umbrella organization of working journalists. It will hold rigorous discussions on the FNJ organizational policy level report, treasurer's economic report, and the report to be presented by the account committee coordinator. A total of 750 representatives, including office bearers and National Council members from 77 district chapters, 39 media houses chapters, 12 associate chapters, 10 foreign chapters, and Nepalese American Journalist Association and Australian Nepalese Journalist Association will be attending the event. The FNJ Central Treasurer Kalendra Selwal said that the three tiers of government have been urged to financially assist the gathering. It may be noted that the federal government allocates a budget for the FNJ convention in its annual budget. The District Administration Office, Manang, has appointed an information officer each for the public sector. Chief District Officer Rabindra Prasad Acharya said this measure aims to facilitate information service and uniform information system through a regular annual meeting involving an information officer of each public sector. He added a citizen charter will be put at the district administration office. Meanwhile, members of the district security committee, chiefs, officers and police personnel of each security agencies were honored for their contribution to help conclude the November 20th elections to the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly in a free, impartial and fearless way. At least six people in a village sustained injuries in a jackal attack in the Mohottari district yesterday. Two women and four men from Pipara Rural Municipality 7, Banoli Village, were injured in the incident of a jackal bite. According to the superintendent of police at the district police office, Krishna Pangini, a herd of jackals had attacked them while returning home from a nearby forest located in the western part of the village. The locals were returning with fodder and firewood from the forest. Local Baidyanath Chowdhury informed two of the injured were taken to the Janakpur-based Janaki Hospital for treatment last night. The other four who received primary aid in the local clinic last night were also taken to Janakpur for further treatment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The Taliban have banned women from universities in Afghanistan, sparking international condemnation and despair among young people in the country. The higher education minister announced the regression yesterday, saying it would take immediate effect. The ban further restricts women's education. Girls have already been excluded from secondary schools since the Taliban returned last year. The United Nations and several countries have condemned the order, which takes Afghanistan back to the Taliban's first period of rule when girls could not receive formal education. Western countries have demanded all year that the Taliban improve female education if they wish to be formally recognized as Afghanistan's government. A parliamentary committee in the Gambia has recommended the prosecution of Indian manufacturer of cough syrups suspected of causing the deaths of at least 70 children in the country. It said Median Pharmaceuticals should be held accountable for exporting what it called contaminated medicine. The WHO had issued an alert in October advising regulators to stop the sale of the syrups. Median Pharmaceuticals had denied the allegations. After weeks of investigation, the Gambian Parliamentary Committee has now recommended that authorities should take tough measures, including banning all Median Pharmaceutical products in the country and taking legal action against the firm. The committee also wanted the country's medicine control agency to ensure all medicines imported into the country are properly registered and background checks conducted on manufacturers, including visiting their facilities. India produces a third of the world's medicine, mostly in the form of generic drugs. Home to some of the fastest growing pharmaceutical companies, the country is known as the world's pharmacy and meets much of the medical needs of the African nations. Reports say that Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is planning to visit Washington today and meet U.S. President Joe Biden. It would be the first foreign trip since the Russian invasion in February. An unnamed official told U.S. media that Mr. Zelensky could also address Congress. There is no official confirmation of the visit or the plans. A visit would be fraught with security concerns, meaning plans could likely change at short notice. Mr. Zelensky regularly hosts foreign leaders in the capital, Kiev, and has visited troops around Ukraine. He made an unannounced visit to the frontline city of Bakhmut yesterday. Since Russia invaded Ukraine on 24th of February, the U.S. military estimates that at least 100,000 Russians and 100,000 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed or injured, along with some 40,000 civilians' deaths. The United Nations has recorded 7.8 million people as refugees from Ukraine across Europe, including Russia. However, the figures do not include those who have been forced to flee their homes but remain in Ukraine. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1 and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast there will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 19.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba elected Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administering oath to senior member of Parliament Pasupati Samsher Rana today. And Taliban banned women from universities amid condemnation. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.